This is the Fantasy Road Show.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the Fantasy Road Show with your boys here. You can call me Truck, and I'm joined, as always, by Shane O'Mac. And today we are talking red light, green light, week 7. The guys we like, the guys we don't like, and all that fun stuff. We're going to get right into it. But before we do, Shane, how are you?
I'm doing well. I am. I'm going to avoid saying anything negative about the Dallas Cowboys because I don't want Jerry Jones to fire me from this show. So it's going to be all positivity from here on out. So I do not get chastised by Jerry Jones and fired.
So he's got all members of media in his pocket. Oh, even you, Shane. Well, everything. I hope he's lying in your pockets well, because that's tough. Yeah, funny stuff going on with Jerry Jones in Dallas right now. Just a bad look Jerry's going through right now with the Rossini and all that fun stuff. If you don't know, go check it out. We're not going to talk about it too much. But we will talk about a lot of great news this week, Shane. Mm-hmm. Devontae Adams traded to the Jets. And then not only that, Amari Cooper traded to the Buffalo Bills. The Amari Cooper thing shocked me more than the Devontae Adams. We all saw the Devontae Adams back to Aaron Rodgers. That was inevitable. We all expected it. But Amari Cooper going to the Buffalo Bills, man, I could not be more excited for Amari Cooper, for Josh Allen, and for my shares in Underdog with the combination of the two just randomly occurring now. So, Shane, what'd you think there?
Yeah, I think you are going to see like all those drops go away from Amari Cooper. You're going to see energized Cooper. He'll actually have like catchable balls thrown to him now from Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So it's, man, it may take a couple games, but man, I remember when he joined the Cowboys from the Raiders midseason, and it was pretty quick for him to adjust. I mean, it was one game and he was producing. So I'd expect something similar.
Well, he's just such a talented wide receiver. Like, I get a lot of people are talking crap about him online, saying he's not the wide receiver he used to be, or he's lost a step. He's 30 now, and he's just the wrong side of his age for football production. But I disagree, man. I think he was just a product of the environment. The Browns team was just a cancer. And now that he's out, I do feel bad for Nick Chubb, though. Nick Chubb's coming off of the pup list, and now he's I don't know. Did you see that letter he wrote?
I read that this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Very emotional. Very, you know, he epitomizes Cleveland ball. So he's just, I guess he's there to stay, and I feel bad for him because I don't know how the expectations can be too high on that team and what's going on. Even changing over to Jameson, I don't think it really helps the situation. So
no, not much.
But yeah, enough about that. Great, great fun with the trades. Hopefully there's more to come. Trade deadline is a few weeks away, so we'll see what happens. But hey, this is week 7. There's a lot of really, really good games this week. I was looking at the slate, and I could not be more excited. Thursday night, I understand, isn't going to be a great game, okay? Mm-hmm. Denver Broncos at the New Orleans Saints. Chris Olave is out. Rashid Shaheed is out. You got Spencer Rattler in the mix. And then with Denver, you got Bo Nix playing somewhat decent, but the rest of the playmakers on the team just haven't really been centerpieces to that offense, so to speak. But aside from that, man, Houston and Green Bay, that's going to be a phenomenal game. I cannot wait for that. Detroit at Minnesota, NFC North showdown with the top two teams. And I think Detroit's ranked 1 in PFF and Minnesota's ranked 3 or 2. I don't know. But basically two top three teams going at each other representing the NFC North. Can't wait for that. And then Kansas City at San Francisco, rematch of the Super Bowl. We get that on Sunday. And then Sunday night. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I forget? I can't forget Chicago. Well, that's next week. I saw a lot of news.
Yeah.
Speaking prematurely, Chicago and Washington getting flexed to the 3 o'clock game. That was all over the news. But that's a week away. So we'll talk more about that next week. I'm very excited about that. But yeah, overall, man, I'm thrilled with the games we have this weekend.
Yeah. Great Monday night game too. Ravens Bucks. Like,
yes, going to be Bucks. That's going to be a great game.
Really good.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it. We're going to start talking about our red light, green lights. Shane, go ahead and start it off. Red light, quarterback of the week. Who you got?
I am going back, even though he's coming off a bye, and usually he's been pretty good off the bye, but I'm benching still. I'm benching Patrick Mahomes. Like, I would just look for an alternative QB1 at this point in the season. Like, he's only thrown for more than 300 yards once. He's thrown like one or zero touchdowns in three games, and he hasn't even been higher than, I think it's QB 14 on any given week. And so at San Francisco, I just don't think this is a game that, you know, he's going to put up a ton of points. I mean, we may see some Kareem Hunt. They're doing different things down by the goal line, giving Hunt chances, you know, running reverses with Worthy. So there's just a lot of guys I think I like better than Mahomes this week.
Yeah, it's on the basis where he's got to show us, right? We got to see him do it. Got to have one of those top 10 weeks. I obviously he's capable of it. It's Patrick Mahomes, but maybe it might not happen until they trade for a wide receiver since all these moves are being made. Do you think Deontay Johnson gets traded to the Chiefs?
That's something I've been saying. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Just because he's on an expiring contract, this is the last year. The only reason maybe he doesn't is what I've heard or read is it takes so long to get acclimated and learn that Andy Reid offense. So
I think they could simple it down for a player like Deontay. You know, I think that would be best case scenario for both situations. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I totally get it, man. Patrick Mahomes is just tough to start right now, and we got to see him do it before he's in our starting lineup. So that's unfortunately the reality of the situation. Do you have any other red light quarterbacks you wanted to mention?
The other guy I have on here as a caution, it's going to kind of come as a surprise because he has been the QB4 in back-to-back weeks.
That's pretty good. That's
pretty really good. Yeah. But I would be cautioning on starting Jared Goff this week at Minnesota. Like, this is a little bit tougher matchup for him than I think most people realize. Like, they're top 10 in fewest fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. I think when I was looking, it's only been Jordan Love's the only quarterback that's had a top 12 finish against them. And a lot of that game for Jordan Love was in garbage time, second half, when they were down by, you know, like 20 points. So this is a good defense that ranks in the top five in sacks and quarterback hurries. And, you know, last year Goff was not great on the road. Like, he only had, I think it was one or two top 12 finishes on the road. I know it's inside, but Minnesota is a tough place and it's a tough defense to play against.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's going to be the number one offense versus the number one defense. You know what I mean? With, you know, so I don't know. I hear what you're saying. This is going to be a tough game for Goff, and he's on the road. So quarterback four in the last 2 weeks is very enticing. So I can understand why people want to start him, but you're advising against it, and I can understand why. Yeah. My red light quarterback of the week is none other than Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, who is the quarterback 9 on the season. So he's a top 10 guy so far through 6 weeks. Two out of his last 3 games, he's finished outside the top 20. So he hasn't been good as of late. 2 weeks ago, he had a great game, but it was the rushing yards. He had that big, he broke that big 50-yard rushing touchdown. So anytime you do that, you can overcome a bad passing game. But still, 2 out of the last 3 weeks, outside the top 20. The Chargers are really tough to go against for quarterbacks. They're giving up the 4th fewest passing yards. They're tied for the 3rd fewest passing touchdowns. And on top of that, Marvin Harrison suffered a concussion last week. So he's in the concussion protocol. We have to monitor his practicing. You know, there's a chance he can come back, but it's a very slim chance. I don't anticipate him being back for this game. And I'm just not looking forward to the Cardinals playing the Chargers on Monday Night Football. So I'd be wary of starting Kyler this week.
Yeah, that's interesting because I've seen I'm in a couple leagues where I'm streaming defenses and you know, the Chargers are popping up available, and just some of those stats you just rattled off, how they're much better defense than I think people realize.
Definitely. They're always a defense that I look to where I'm, you know, when I'm going over this episode, I'm like, you know, who's playing the Chargers? Chargers are a sneaky good defense, and they've been really good as of late. So, I'm worried about Kyler. All right, let's go over to green light quarterback. Shane, what do you got on your list?
So I've got a couple guys real quick. One is I'm going to go on the opposite side of that game I just talked about and start Sam Darnold. Like, listen, don't pay no attention to what happened last week in Dallas. That was just an anomaly. This is not a very good Detroit pass defense. That was just a deflated team all around. I think that was just a one game fluke. I think, you know, if you look at a couple things, one, they're going to be without their best pass rusher now, Aiden Hutchinson, after that gruesome injury. And Darnold's been hot. Like, he's had four top 10 finishes in his last five games. And he's thrown for like three or more touchdowns, I think, in his last two. So I think this is, if they're going to succeed against Detroit, it's not going to be running the ball. It's going to be throwing the ball.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Who do you think wins that game? Just real quick.
I think I like the Vikings. I think it's, I haven't been buying in all year, really. I haven't bought into Sam Darnold. I haven't bought into the Vikings, but I think this defense is tough. I think also, like, you look at Detroit coming off this like big show me game where they're pulling out all these tricks to just slap it in the face of Dallas. And now Minnesota coming off a bye. I just like the setup for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think Detroit wins the game. I think they're going to make a statement about the division and how they are the number one team in the division. So, but you know, a lot of what you said is true. It's Detroit losing Aiden Hutchinson is such a big deal for them, controlling the line of scrimmage on the defensive side of the ball. But the way that Detroit runs the ball, it seems unstoppable between Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. So we'll see how Minnesota's defense can scheme up against Detroit. But I'm looking forward to that game. And I agree, we should start Sam Darnold and you should sit Jared Goff. So yeah. I like it. Any other Green Light quarterbacks?
Yeah, real quick, you know, especially you're probably starting him in QB1 leagues, but like DFS, I would not be afraid to put in there and start and pay up a little bit for Baker Mayfield. Like, you might be a little concerned, oh, they're playing the Ravens and the defense. The Ravens are great against the run. They are not great against the pass. They've given up the third most fantasy points to quarterbacks. And I don't know if there's more consistent fantasy player at any position than Baker Mayfield right now with what he's doing every week.
It's a good point, because that's my green light quarterback of the week right there. No, perfect. It makes sense. He's quarterback 2 on the season.
Oh,
quarterback 2, second highest scoring quarterback on the season through 6 weeks. Wow. Behind Lamar Jackson. But you're absolutely right. The Baltimore Ravens are not a good defense in protecting the pass, and they're giving up the most passing yards in the entire NFL, the fifth most passing touchdowns. And can you guess who is leading the NFL in passing touchdowns?
Is it Baker?
It is Baker.
Yeah.
15 passing touchdowns. It's 3 more than the next highest at 12. So Baker is just absolutely slinging it right now. Get him in your starting lineups. He is a go. I'm pressing the gas on Baker this week. So that's the green light and red light quarterbacks of the week. Let's move over to running backs. Shane, who do you not like? Who are you pressing the brakes on for running backs?
Two guys I don't like. One, I'm going to group the first one as a group. It's 49ers running back. So we don't know. You're probably not going to know till Saturday or Sunday if Jordan Mason is playing with that shoulder injury. Even if he's not, I'm not firing up Isaac Grendo. This is just a really, really good Chiefs defense against the run. Like, they're fifth in the league and fewest rushing yards allowed per game. And I think what I saw is like their top 3 and like fewest rushing touchdowns allowed. And if Mason does play, I don't think he gets a full workload like he normally does, because first week coming off that shoulder injury. So I'm benching all 49er running backs this week. And secondly, coming off a great game, I'm benching Bucky Irving. I do not like that matchup for him against Baltimore on Monday night. That's the number one rush defense in the league, fewest rushing yards allowed per game. And, you know, we may start to see a little bit more of a committee there after what Sean Tucker did.
Yes. Yeah, Bucky, similar to Baker, but Bucky, it was a hot name picked up on the waiver wire. He was started last week. He had a really, really good run last week. So people are going to be wanting to play him. But yeah, Baltimore is not a team to mess with on the ground, and neither is the Chiefs. So I completely get that. And yeah, if Mason plays, I mean, Isaac looked really good last week, so why wouldn't he get work on a hobbled Jordan Mason night as well? Yeah. So yeah, all of that seems not good to me. So I co-sign those. I am sticking with Monday Night Football. Okay, I picked Kyler in Monday Night Football. I like Baker in Monday Night Football. My running backs that I like and I dislike are both in Monday Night Football as well. I'm starting with my red light running back of the week is James Conner for the Commander or for the Cardinals. Talked about how ugly this is going to be for the Cardinals. I think it's going to be ugly just for Conner as well. He is RB14 on the season, so he has been playing really good football. He scores a touchdown in pretty much like every game. But last week, he had a really bad fumble in the third quarter, and he had to get his ankles retaped. So his night was cut short, only had 7 carries or something like that. Very, very, outlier game for James Conner. But, the Chargers not only have a good pass defense, they have a good run defense as well. Can you guess how many touchdowns they've given up to running backs?
I'm going to say 2.
1.
1.
6 games, they've only given up 1 touchdown to running backs. James Conner, I think this is going to be one of those games he just doesn't score a touchdown. And I think the Cardinals in general are just going to be a very, very crappy day. But yeah, Chargers, 3rd fewest fantasy points per game to running backs as well. Just ugly, ugly, ugly for the Cardinals. I'm picking the Chargers to win that game if that's not clear. All right, Shane, let's talk about green light running backs. Who are you pressing the gas on?
I think we're on the same page here, and it's J.K. Dobbins at Arizona.
Boom shakalaka!
Yeah.
Boom shakalaka, baby.
I don't know. There's a lot to like when what we saw last week with Gus Edwards out of the way. Like, he was over 75% of the snaps. Like, he was even getting a good percentage, I think like 48% of the routes run. 18 fantasy points he ended up with. So like you, I think the Chargers win this game, or at the very least, it's a real close game that should give Dobbins plenty of rush opportunities.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the RB15 on the season.
Wow.
You know, top 15 guy. Got, how many touches did he have last week? 27. He touched the ball 27 times last week, 25 carries, 2 catches. Arizona is a bad, bad run defense. They can't stop anyone running the ball. And I don't think they're going to be able to stop Dobbins, who has been an absolute monster this year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I agree with you there. My other guy that I like this week, Brian Robinson. He's back at practice. He is returning this week, it looks like, pending some practice reports. But Carolina's given up the most rushing yards to running backs. They talked about Arizona not being able to stop the run. Well, the Panthers cannot stop the run at all. So, Brian Robinson and J.K. Dobbins are a go this week. Oliver. Damn cat. He just like charges my other cat. He's just anyway. All right, Shane. Are we all good for running backs?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on to wide receiver. Shane, who do you not like this week? Who's on the bench?
So I'm going to go with my first guy is Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, I know he is like coming off a top 10 wide receiver finish before the bye. He is, you know, quote unquote, the team's number one wide receiver. But, you know, this 49ers team the last couple weeks done a good job of shutting down the number one wide receivers. Like, you look at like Marvin Harrison Jr. was like limited to, I think it was 2 catches for 30 something yards. And then just last week, DK Metcalf, I mean, sadly, in 3 different leagues, I was running DK out there, and he was held to 3 catches for like 48 yards. I think this, you're not going to see the type of game that we saw from Juju before the bye week.
Vintage Juju.
Yeah, vintage Juju. I don't think we see that this game from him. And then second guy is George Pickens playing at the Jets. Listen, this is not too hard to figure out. Like, I'm not going to be starting guys the number one receiver on any team facing the Jets. Sauce Gardner's gonna be on him like the whole game, and you can just go back and look at any of the past matchups this year or last year, and when Sauce Gardner has shadow coverage, it's not a good thing. So Jets top 5 defense against wide receivers this year in fantasy. So no matter who is at quarterback for the Steelers, bench Pickens.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, people are going to see I mean, it's not official yet, but it looks like Russell Wilson is going to get the start. And maybe you're like, oh, let's, you know, let's plug in Pickens.
Yep.
I mean, ECR on Fantasy Pros has him at wide receiver 28 for the week. And he's been wide receiver 47 on the season. I don't think – I'm sorry, 42. I don't think he's had a single game inside the top 30. Not a single game inside the top 30. On top of that, he seems to have a bad attitude right now. And some of the comments that he's making in the locker room, it just all doesn't look good. The Jets giving up the fourth fewest points wide receivers. Just ugly. I'm not excited for Pickens at all this week.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was my red light pick, if that wasn't obvious. So, green light, Shane, what do you got for green light wide receivers?
I got two guys. One is, and I think people are ready to bench him. I mean, this guy has not been a top 30 receiver for four straight weeks, but this is the week Tyreek Hill gets back to having a good week, that he's going to be inside the top 20. You're going to get, I'm going to call it 16 fantasy points or more from him. There's just a couple things I like. I like, one, they're coming off a bye week, so I think that coaching staff probably has schemed up some stuff to get him involved. You've got Tyler Huntley now that has two full weeks to kind of get prepared and get more acclimated that he's going to play. The game before the bye week, he still had 9 targets. I think it was 70 yards he had receiving. And then two, like, let's just look at the defense they're playing. Like, before they faced the most inept quarterback in the league and Will Levis, or maybe Deshaun Watson is, it's a tight race. the Colts were bottom 5 in passing yards allowed per game. So I think this is a bounce back week for Tyreek.
Yeah, I'd love to see it, man. You know, I'm not sure if anyone really stopped starting him, unfortunately, because of, you know, his name. He was number one guy last year, Tyreek Hill. So, yeah, starting with confidence this week. Indianapolis defense is bad. So
bad. And then like second guy, real quick, if you're starting, but even I would be paying up a little bit in DFS, Zay Flowers in that game Monday night playing the Buccaneers. Listen, like, I'm always a fan of targets, and he's been over 20 targets in the last two games. I think, you know, this is going to be, I think, a higher scoring game. I don't know what the point total is off the top of my head, but it's probably one of the top point totals of the week. And Tampa Bay's bottom 5 in the league in most passing yards allowed. So they're very susceptible to the pass. I mean, we just saw them give up, I think it was 250 yards receiving to the Saints guys last week. So this is, should be a smash play for Flowers.
Yeah, third highest point total. Their over-under is 49.5. A couple other high ones, Minnesota and Detroit, 49.5. Seattle, Atlanta is 51.5. And Carolina, Washington is 51.5. So,
okay.
Yeah, no, I like that. Zay Flowers, absolutely monster game last week. Just absolute stud. So I have two other guys. Deontay Johnson. Who I hope gets traded to the Kansas City Chiefs, but that might not happen. So just taking on the Cardinals or the Commanders this week, since Dalton has taken over outside of the game against Chicago, because Chicago's defense is elite. We all know that. But Deontay Johnson has been a top 12 guy, like outside of that game. And Washington's given up the fourth most points to wide receivers. Deontay is the main guy. He gets involved early. I think he caught a touchdown last week, and he's his go-to guy for Dalton. So I think with the over-under being 51.5, like I just mentioned, Deontay Johnson is going to be a smash start this week. Start him with confidence. Trade for him if you can. He's a beast. And then in deep leagues, if you're in trouble and you have, you know, Chris Olave, he's out this week. There's a few other guys that are out this week. But if you need a spot start, I think Pop Douglas should be in your lineup. All right, Pop Douglas for the Patriots taking on Jacksonville. Jacksonville's defense is absolutely terrible. And Pop Douglas surprisingly had a good game with Drake May. I think Drake May looked pretty good last week.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for him to take on Jacksonville in London. I mean, the Jaguars have been there for a while now, so they're very acclimated. They play well in London, so it's going to be tough, but I'm curious to watch that game. I want to see how Drake May looks. So, like what I saw from last week, I'd be okay starting Pop Douglas this week in a pinch. I think you could probably find him on your waiver wire too if he's still sitting there after the waiver's cleared. But I like Bob Douglas this week.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I like didn't pick up Jacksonville as a streaming defense this week. It's like I think Drake May is going to move that ball better than they have with before. They just look better. He makes more plays. He can run. He can make plays on his legs. So yeah, I think Pop's probably, and especially in PPR leagues, he's going to be a very high floor play now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's finish up with tight ends. Shane, what tight end in this tight end landscape are you not starting?
I'm not starting the hot waiver wire pick of week one, and that's Isaiah Likely.
Oh,
You know, I mentioned early, like, hey, I like targets. Man, the targets have not been there for this guy. I mean, it last four games, it has been 1, 2, 3, and 4 targets. you know, if you would take out that fluky 2-touchdown, I know it's hard to say fluky, but 2-touchdown game a couple weeks ago, like outside of week one, he's been like the tight end, like 25 or something. So.
And I mean, how about all those people that burned like 40% of their wave or their fab on him week one? You know, just tough, just tough. You know, it looks so promising after week one, but since then just hasn't really been involved as much as you would hope. I agree. Likely's on my list as well. I'm not starting him this week. He was on my list last week. That worked out. So I'm going to ride with that again, see what happens with Likely. But I'd be worried starting him. How about green light tight end, Shane? What do you got?
I actually got two guys for this. So one is, and we didn't really talk about it from the fallout of the trade, but like this week and going forward, I'm actually kind of like on the David Njoku bandwagon now. Like,
okay,
I just think like I think he had seven or eight targets last week. So he's going to, no Amari Cooper there. He's probably going to get a little bump. Cincinnati's a good defense to face. We know Deshaun Watson's bad, but he's probably going to target heavily Njoku a lot going forward. So I think you're probably now, I would probably call him, you know, a top 10 locked in tight end, set it and forget it for the rest of the year with the departure of Cooper.
I hope so.
Second guy I like that you can pick up off the waivers and stream. If you did it last week when we mentioned him, he came through with a touchdown, and I think he had 6 or 7 targets, and that's Kate Otten. He faces the Ravens in that game Monday night, which are, I think, bottom 5 in fantasy points allowed to tight end still. You're not going to run on the Ravens. You're going to have to throw, so I think it's going to be a lot of throwing from Baker Mayfield on Monday night.
Yeah, I like that. I like that play. I had written him down as well. Kate Otten is very interesting this week. Good matchup against the Ravens. My green light tight end this week, just like Pop Douglas, is Hunter Henry. I liked what I saw with Hunter getting involved with Drake May, and he caught a touchdown pass, saw 5 targets. You never know. You know, with these rookie quarterbacks coming in, these tight ends could be a very good friend to them in the passing game and over the middle of the field and stuff. So I'm looking forward to this just because Jacksonville's defense is bad. They're allowing the 3rd most fantasy points to tight ends. So I think there's a chance Hunter Henry catches another touchdown, maybe even multiple. He's very capable of doing it, and all depending on Drake May in this game. But I like Hunter Henry this week.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, that's about it for Red Light, Green Light Week 7. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. The podcast is available on all platforms. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel, follow us on social media, and check us out every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. live on YouTube and Twitter at the Fantasy Roadshow on both. You guys are the best. Good luck this week, and buckle up.